I have a message in my heart as I was thinking about 2013. You're going to make some resolutions, right? What will you resolve? Resolved to If you think spiritually, you think physically, lose weight. Eat this a little less. You probably may even make some financial resolutions. I mean, I'm standing on the fiscal cliff. There. You know, whatever's gonna happen with this fiscal cliff, you may make some financial resolutions. You may make some family resolutions. What will you do with your grandchildren this year, your kids, your marriage? What will you resolve to do in your marriage, in your family? But what spiritual resolutions might you make this year? I was reflecting back over, as I said, some of the messages, and I picked my favorite message that I preached this year. And it was in the Our Story, God's Story, Our Story series in Romans chapter 8 on June 3rd, which begins, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." That, my friends, if you... You know, we heard a lot of sharing here, and you may be here today and say, how are all these people so confident even in the face of death and loss? It is because many of us in this room are under the shadow of Christ as our Savior. We live with Him in our life. We've trusted Him to be our personal Savior. Therefore, we know our sins are forgiven. And God does not look at us as condemned lawbreakers, but as forgiven children of God, brought into His family by faith, not because of anything we've done except to be saved by the grace of Christ, right? Therefore, here's a resolution for you spiritually. Number one, resolve to live according to your new identity. You are not condemned if you are in Christ. What would that mean? Well, that means in this year, when you have this voice in your head that says, you are not good enough, you are a failure, you'd never do this enough, you won't. You lean back on this scripture and you say, here's how Christ sees me. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? That's a resolution to think about your identity. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. You can go all the way down through verse 16 there, and then beginning at verse 17, there's a section in there about our current struggles. Our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to be revealed. And all the way through verse 24, and then again in verse 31, there is a teaching that Paul gives to us about knowing Christ and what that means for our security. I'm convinced that neither life nor death for every person in this room who lost a loved one in Christ this year, death separated them from us, but not from Christ, right? I am convinced that neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Again, if you are in Christ, you have a sense of security, and so resolved in 2013, I will endeavor by God's grace to live with a sense of security that Nothing that happens, including the fiscal cliff, will separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. Not cancer, not death, not loss of job, money, friends, reputation. Nothing will threaten my life in Christ. And that is a place I can live in security. And then I can say, the Lord is my stronghold. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my rock. He's my shield. He's my defender. He's all those names, right? Resolved. Live according to your identity. Live with a sense of security in Christ. And then how about this? We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he predestined. Those whom he predestined, he conformed to the image of his son, that he would be the firstborn. Those whom he predestined, he called. Those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he glorified. Romans 8, 28, 29, 30 reminds us that being in Christ means being in heaven. Glory. It's ours. Resolved. Live with some idea about my eternal destiny, not just this life. Three resolutions spiritually. Live according to my identity in Christ. Live with a sense of security. I'm in Christ. Nothing will separate me from his love. Live with a sense of destiny. Where am I going? Glory. You know, if you live your life with a sense that I may leave earth this year, oh, that would be scary. We might be scared of that. It does help us to know that if we left earth, but we were in Christ, glory awaits us, right? And if you don't know that, then I say this should be the year you search the scriptures and see what Jesus said about himself when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to me. I will lead you to my Father. That's my message. And I pray that you will resolve in your life this year to be spiritually alert, pursue the Lord, seek after him. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for a beautiful time together to rejoice in the Lord and to give you credit, the recognition that you are so worthy of. I pray that in this coming year, we will be deeply rooted as men and women and young people, even children here, whose hope is in the Lord, a rock on which we can stand, a shelter in which we can be safe, a Savior in whom we may find eternal life. And for every person who may be listening to me pray this morning, and not yet know Christ, I ask, Spirit of God, that you will awaken a mustard seed of a small kernel of faith to begin an inquiry into who Jesus Christ is. And I pray that this will be a year of spiritual transformation in young men and young women, a year of strength to older men and women who have known the Lord for a long time. I pray for the knitting together of this congregation to follow the Lord with our whole heart, to be worshipers, learners, and servers who together build this community of faith for the glory of God. We give thanks that in Christ there's no condemnation. In Christ there is a place of refuge and strength. May it be ours in the coming year. We stand on Christ together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.